So I want to finish out with your last two cases just very briefly. It's just really amazing. We were talking about the general medical oncologists and how many new drugs and new therapies that they're seeing nowadays. And I was amazed to see a drug approved in hairy cell leukemia. A really interesting drug too, but I don't know if anybody, how many people actually see hairy cell leukemia in the United States. But I asked you, have at least one patient here. I don't know how often you see hairy cell leukemia and what happened with this man.
Yeah, so we had an elderly gentleman, a history of diabetes and a bit of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. He had a diagnosis of hairy cell leukemia 2011, so a while ago. As we all know, it's a rare disease, but he was symptomatic already at diagnosis with splenomegaly and cytopenias. So as many of those patients, he received a purine analog, cladribine, for 2 cycles, had infectious complications with that, had only a PR due to residual marrow involvement. Nevertheless, he enjoyed a pretty prolonged remission until 2018. So many patients with hairy cell leukemia with purine analog treatment are, you could almost say, cured. They have really years and years, sometimes decades of responses. Now, in him, the disease relapsed, and because he didn't tolerate treatment so well, and we know that hairy cell leukemia is characterized by the BRAF mutation, we treated him with a BRAF inhibitor, vemurafenib. We know that this treatment usually is pretty well tolerated, but also efficacious only for a limited period of time. So he had benefit from that treatment for about a year and then just recently progressed again.